So it really is time to step up. Doesn't matter the season, we should be ready in season, out season, ready to preach, ready to move. And I'm serious, you know, I'm serious to see God's word move all over the world from where we are. I really admire, again, the Indian believers, even though I mention them quite a lot, because they're really moving with God, and just the joy and happiness that they have, and just the flowing of increase, you know, people being added daily, fellowships growing daily, new fellowships opening up, new areas, testimonies on the flow. And, you know, and I know that they also do have same challenges like the West, drugs and distractions, other religions, other things, political things, Hindus, and, you know, all different types of backgrounds there in India. They have a lot of challenges, actually, and we just have it in a different way. And so there's no excuse to say, well, it's India. Why is India, you're going to move the word? Dr. Wells said you're going to move the word in India easier than anywhere else. Maybe a fact to a certain point, maybe factual to a certain point. But I think that when people are humble and when people are meek and have need for God, then God goes, can go to work. And I think if you look at the West, where we are, we're pretty much spoiled, aren't we? Like, you know, we can go to any mega church we want to, turn on any channel we want to. You know, we can just do what we want because it's grace, that type of mindset, you know. And we are free to do what we want, by the way. But God, even in this age of grace, really requires discipline, really, like from the individual. All depends on the individual's heart. It's not that we got to do anything to earn anything, because Jesus Christ has paid the price. But when we really start practicing because we're thankful and we recognize, man, we can live a better life here. We can live it in a different way to what we've been told by the world. And so when we're humble and meek and we, you know, and we go after what it is we need to move in this way, because you've got to remember, again, narratives, right? So God's narrative is not the world's narrative, is it? God's way is not the world's way. And so what way does God move? What makes the things move? What makes the things flourish? What makes the things grow? And this is the whole point of my walk. You know, I'm born again, son of God. I have a connection with God. I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this is echoing for everyone what I'm saying. It's the same for everyone. We love God. We want to move. We got our personal relationship. But I'm telling you, God wants you fruitful. He wants you to live for Him. He wants you to move and walk in your new life, in newness of life. We're to walk in newness of life. And we're to live unto God. This is the new life we're called to live. Now, the great thing about it is that God's given us a free will choice whether we want to live in this new life. He's laid everything out. All the cards are on the table. Everything's been accomplished and done for us to move. And all we got to do is respond and say, yes, here I am. I really want to move. And then we move in the direction that God positions us to move. And then so He can get us into position to receive the things that we want so that we can move in the way He wants us to move. But it does come down to humility. And God will feed you according to your hunger. Now, we think we know it all. Well, I've taken this class, I've taken that class, I've been around this professor, that professor, this guy with a PhD, and, you know, I've taken all these different things. That is not going to move God's word over the world. That's just going to give you lots of knowledge. It's good to have some knowledge. It's good to be knowledgeable about certain things. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But we're going to move in the power of God. It's in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power. It's using that spiritual ability that God has placed in us through the Holy Spirit. Is moving at the direction of God, and it's not being deceived. There's so many different doctrines out there in the world. And so now who are you going to listen to? Are you going to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, every wind of a YouTube video, every post that goes on Facebook, and someone sounds good, but they speak and they bump their gums, but they deny the power of God? In other words, they deny the signs, miracles, and wonders that God can do in the life of someone that's being led and walking by the Spirit, and that's on fire for God. There are people out there walking by the Spirit of God, not connected to us, and they're doing stuff, you know. People are getting healed. People are getting raised from dead, and we don't even know them. And there's people that's doing that. But we can do this. But if we go with the narratives, if we go with the mainstream Christianity, then you'll become stuck. You know, you might get yourself around a lot of people, and in a good little organization that everyone runs to, because it's a building, it's an organization, and you can get your little tax return thing if you do it that way, and the government can stick their noses in your business a little bit more. Oh, it's beneficial, you know. God, where does it say that in the scriptures? You know, let Caesar's, whatever belongs to Caesar, go to Caesar, you know. And what's God's belong unto God. And that's how we should move. That's what this, you know, Jesus said these things. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, we don't want to be mainstream, doing what everybody else is doing, trying to look fancy with our, you know, words of prophecy, you know, or whatever people do, or our biblical research. We simply want to walk with God. We simply want to go to God and receive the heavenly words and move in that truth in our lives. Practice the things that we're being encouraged. See, the point is, you should be desiring to learn, to practice in your life, to prove what we're saying is right. We're to prove these things. We're to test the things, right, as well. And if you start taking on what's being encouraged and start practicing, you will become fruitful. You will become fruitful. The reason why you're not is because you're either doing your own, you're mixing it up. You're mixing your own things up. And do you know what? And I know this to be true because I've done it. I've done it. And then when I reconnected, I had a different heart. God got me humble. And I determined to do exactly as I was encouraged, because I recognized that, my God, these people that are over there, they're connecting and they're getting sound words and they're practicing. They're following exactly what's being encouraged. And they're seeing their fellowships flourish and grow. They're seeing people raised from the dead. Blind eyes on a regular basis being opened and ears healed, and many different types of miracles. Like even the one that Porrig shared when he came on the leaders meeting, that he heard about the guy that died and he was dead in between on a motorbike. He had someone behind him, someone in front of him, and he come alive. Like, we should be, this should be the normal Christian life. And it, over there it is. These miracles and signs happen on a regular basis. And it's because people are not doing their own thing. They're following the encouragement. You know, they're following. So people are going, they're connect. And then the leaders are working and saying, okay, now move this way. If you move, they're getting instruction, guys. Yeah, we're all free and we all teach that, right? Sandgate teaches it. Yeah, just do what God puts you up. But he's instructing also. Now do this and do that. And the people are receiving it very humbly. And they go and execute it. And then they come back later on down the road. Sometimes Sandgate shared with me, oh, I forgot I even said that to that person. And now all these great doors have opened for them, you know. And many mighty works. You don't know half the works that is going on there now. He knows a lot of them. You don't know every single one, because it's just popping up everywhere. And people are humble and they listen to their leaders. And sometimes they get distracted. Some areas, some leaders over there get distracted, and it comes to the attention of those that are walking by the Spirit, and it's corrected. It's lovely. God's got a way of working it so it can be corrected, so that the people can keep moving with God. But I'm telling you, you are going to do yourself a disservice getting all your information off YouTube. Nothing wrong with watching some videos and stuff. I'm not saying, like, do what you want. You're free. But if you're following stuff off YouTube, following someone's dreams that they've had, you know, the only revelation you're going to get is what God puts in your heart and what's written in the scriptures. Why would you live off somebody else's revelation? People have done that and got deceived, right? So God wants you to walk by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God can tell you. God can speak to your heart. God can confirm what I'm saying to you. You know, we're not to trust in any man or woman. We may have positions that God's put us into function within the body, but it doesn't make that person God over your life. We're to serve, like we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll answer for everything I teach and share, right? So will Kim, so will you. We're given account. We're to steward this gift of God that we've got, and we want truth. We don't want religion. We don't want things creeping in that's going to divide things up. We don't want people coming in with ego, thinking that they're going to take over and I can lead these people better than he can or she can. Because people have those faults. And when you think that way, then division comes in, you know, or it can come in. unless it's nipped in the bud, if it's not confronted. And so sometimes we do have to confront. See, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is what? Is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be perfected, fruitfully furnished unto all good works. See, the truth of all of this, the scriptures are for the men of God. It's not for everyone. The Pharisees, they had the scriptures. The Sadducees, all these guys, they had the scriptures and the scrolls. But they brought in all their traditions, you know. But the scriptures are for the men of God. And the reason why there's so many different doctrines, because people get something, make something of their own, and think they're the leader now. Oh, yeah, I can do this. I can understand this. Is it God ordained? Is it God purposed? And so, really, you know, everything is decent in order. God is not the author of confusion, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And where there's peace, there's strength. Where there's peace, there's strength. And where there's strength, there's growth. There's outreach. And there's a direction. There's a purpose. There's a flow. There's a moving. If you think on the day of Pentecost, when they received Holy Spirit, you know, all those 3,000 souls were added to the church. It wasn't disorganized. They continued in the apostles' doctrines. And the leaders were leading the people as God was working it. And the people were receiving the words gladly. And they continued in those words. Not their own words, not the words of the internet, not the words of some biblical research class. But they continued in what the ministers were ministering at that time. They continued in those words. And they received it humbly. And then they fellowshiped with that. Based upon the things that were encouraged. There wasn't no division. They weren't talking, well, you know, this person should have done this, and they should have done that, and they should have acted in this way. Well, who are you? Are you directing that person? See, when we come from backgrounds of ministries and stuff like that, there may have been a certain criteria or structure they put up that certain people have to act and do things. But that's not how it's worked with God. You move in that moment in time. Jesus moved in that moment in time. John moved in that moment in time. The Apostle Paul moved in the moment in time. They were directed by God. And that's how we should be moving. Not, well, you didn't do that. You didn't under-shepherd the people. Oh, you didn't work with them. Well, Jesus didn't under-shepherd people. He spoke to them. He says, now do this and follow me. Well, let me go and bury, you know, my dad. Or, you know, let the dead bury their own dead. Let the other people take care of that. We're focused on the right things that need to be done now. Jesus didn't sugarcoat anything, did he? He walked in great love. No, God loves everyone, and so does Jesus Christ, but there is a standard. And we can't be wishy-washy. We've got to say, right, okay, look, this is what we need to be doing. So we've done that, like, in these last 5 years. We've been doing that. 5, 6 years now. Coming up to 6 years, isn't it? We've been doing that. We set the pace. As I was encouraged, I followed that direction. Then I fed the direction here. I'm not doing my own thing. Nobody's monitoring me. Like Sangate's not monitoring me, but he's encouraging me. And I'm faithful man. I'm a faithful man. I will receive and do. I'm not I'm not kissing anyone's backside or anything like that. I'm faithful. I receive the words from Sangate like they're the words from God. And so then I execute that. I know what the scriptures also say. And I can walk within these things, right? And so then I can also encourage. And, you know, and I don't think I'm above anyone. I really don't. I'm not high-minded. I know my place. You know, I know my place within the body. I know what I should do. And I don't think that you should be doing anything other than looking to God, right? And following the encouragement. That's the only thing I would encourage you to do. But you should be more kind and loving and take care of this little detail. That's bullshit. That comes from old way teachings. God will lead each individual by the Spirit. And if someone needs comforting, they'll be comforted. If the Spirit needs to be cast out, the Spirit will be cast out. If someone needs encouragement, they'll get the encouragement. If someone needs silence, they get the silence, you know. If someone needs noise, they get the noise. Like, God is a great God. And he loves each and every one of us. And we can become so judgmental of how someone should be doing something that we miss the whole point. Now you've received the Spirit of God. Now you are sons of God. And God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And God says, now receive these words gladly. What's being spoken right this second, receive it. And don't try and be clever. Don't try and outsmart with your intellect. Let God give you the direction and the words. Let him open up something to you. It's much more fun. And rather than go and research what they're saying on the internet about this, you know, and the teaching on the end times, that I'm still getting that together, by the way, it's ready. I just wait for the right time to record it for me when I'm blessed ready to do it. And the point is there's a need for it. I mean, there's people amongst us that believe we're going to go through the tribulation or we're going to go through half the tribulation. And I can debunk both of that very quickly, but I want to show from the scriptures also. And there's people that privately interpret things as well. So there's so many different takes, and you've got to be walking by the Spirit when it comes to all these things. Because God reveals these things by the Spirit, and he opens up the Word, his scriptures, by the Spirit. And so we don't want error in here, all right? I mean, the faith of many was overthrown, going back in Paul's day, because they said, oh, the time's already come, been and gone, you know. And the faith was, people's faith was overthrown. People are scared right now, believers I know. They're scared because, number one, they've got ignorance concerning the matter, so it needs to be addressed to a certain level, but not focused on. Just need, certain points need to be addressed and need to get clear for that person so they don't have fear in that error. They can know and not worry that they're going to get the mark of the beast. You know, and all this type of stuff. Yeah, even if the systems are there, it's not now. And I'll share more of that when I record the things, you know, and then you can do whatever you want with it. But I won't be budging from what I understand on it, because I've understood it all this time from a young man, from a 20-year-old. And no one's convinced me otherwise, not even from the scriptures, even though they try and make a case from the scriptures, which can be debunked pretty quick. So anyway, I don't want to focus on that right now, but what I'm trying to say is that we got great encouragement here. We got great direction. The simple five things that we've encouraged should be continued to be in practice. You know, we speak in tongues, we speak by the Spirit, we honor God, we connect, we pray for laborers, you know, confessions, saying what we want, not what we see, because what you say will actually happen. There's a great testimony by Nozomi up on the regular audio page that she done, and I love what she shared, you know, because what you say is going to be, simple as that. You know, for you, that's what you're manifesting in your life. And so, and it's all also the faith and confession seminar is all explained there very easily and simply. Everything is simple. You know, when you look at the How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devil class that Sangate done, very simple, very easy. Nothing complicated. Everyone is free to move with God. Everyone can walk and be led by the Spirit of God. But there's an order to it. It's not out of order. What they're doing in India and the power is not out of order. There is a lovely godly structure being led by the Spirit of God, working in each leader that's hearts turned to God. And yes, and there's men and women. There's hearts turned to God. And great increases come in. Great healings are there. Many families delivered from poverty, from sickness, from devil spirits. Because people are listening to God. They're not trying to be something when they're nothing. Really. This is about people's lives. God needs you. He does need you. Like we need God. He needs you to speak his truth. He needs you to be led by the Spirit. He needs you to kind of come up some levels now. You know, a bit more mature now. You know, like 5 years in, 6 years in of this practice. And a lot of your lives have changed and been blessed. And it's going to... That's... just even the smallest part. There's so much more to come. So much more great open doors. And we will see the word move here in Bristol, throughout the United Kingdom, all the way into France and Germany and Spain. Whoever God's got to create and bring me new laborers from there, I don't care. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. USA, wonderful USA, the great United States, wonderful people of the United States. States believe us. The Americans are wonderful people. There's many wonderful believers, just like there is in England, and that have reverence for God, you know, and have great heart. But we just need to break the tradition. And, you know, like all these things, like Waycore people, you know, they're not the elite. They may have had some training, so what? If you're being trained by God, that's the highest training you can get above any training in a ministry, from a ministry. You're not elite. You've had some good training, but you're not elite. Because that makes God a respecter of persons then, doesn't it? And God ain't a respecter of persons. Because he that reverences God and works righteousness with God is accepted with God. It says that in Acts chapter 10. And that was concerning the house of Cornelius. They were Gentiles, right? And they all just got born again and spoke in tongues. So everything is really to be led by God. God really wants to work with you like he worked with Paul, like he worked with Peter, like he led Simon, and like he led Philip. He wants to work with you this way. He wants you to have great joy in the city. You know, like when they went and they preached the word and there was great joy in the city because people were being saved and born again. You know, devil spirits were being cast out. Evil practices that were going on ceased to exist because of the power of God living in the life of the believers. Because these believers were humble and walking with God, not trying to make themselves of any reputation, not trying to think they were better than anyone else because they're connected to someone. You know, I don't think I'm so special because I'm connected to Sangha. I just know that's where God wants me to connect. And I know that's where God wants me to be fed and then to receive that and then encourage whoever comes to me that same way. And that's what I'm doing. That's my, if you want to know what I'm about, that's what I'm about. I'm not doing the thing here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't. I haven't got a clue. I'm being led by God. This is really serious. This is true. I'm not so smart. God's made me smart. Or he's made me to look smart, if that's what's in your mind about me. It's only God that can do that, because I ain't smart in that sense. But with God, I can be those things. It's God in Christ in me. And I won't stop doing what I'm doing. I've been doing this since I got born again. I've been moving with God. You won't get rid of me. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep doing what I'm going to do. I'm not going to change for you. If I'm wrong and you show me I'm wrong somewhere, then yes, I'd definitely change, because I want truth, because I know it's only the truth that set you free. All right, but I'm fed up with all the old ministry stuff and people saying you've got to do it this way, that way, when we got the greatest example coming from India and Nepal of walking by the Spirit and getting results, because they're the ones doing it. They're the ones that we should be looking up to and following. Really, like that example, that wonderful example of being free and led by God, and the joy, the great joy. You know, Sangate sends me these little videos and the joy, they're all singing, they're all praising God. All the leaders are praising God. And Sangate's there with the video and he's praising God. Everyone's so happy. I come to us lot and half of us are going through fucking emotional stuff. Or we're struggling for a day or for a week. We don't have to live that life anymore. We are free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Devil spirits have to go. Devil spirits of oppression. Devil spirits of, these lying spirits of, no, you are this type of person. You got this problem about you. No, it's devil spirits. You've got a perfect mind. You've got the mind of Christ. You've got a beautiful mind now. If you want to live in your old mind, yeah, then you'll have anxiety, you'll have worries, you'll have fears, you'll have doubts. The way to overcome that is to switch your mind to who you are now and start declaring that's who you are. I am a son, or I am a daughter of God. If you're a woman, you say daughter. I am free in Christ. My mind is perfectly sound. My body is perfectly healed. I'm perfectly formed and awesomely created. I'm created for greatness, and God by me is doing great works, not because I'm anything, but because God's everything, and he's entrusted me with his Spirit. He wants me to go forth and multiply, just like he said to Adam and Eve, go forth and multiply. You know, God gives us things to multiply. Just like Jesus, when he told the story of the talents, these guys were given stuff to look after, but they were to multiply it. Day of Pentecost, everything was multiplied. The numbers of the disciples were multiplied. When the man at the beautiful gate temple got healed, another 5,000 souls added to the church. Multiplication. is all about growth, reaching people that are sat in darkness in the shadow of death, bringing God's light and love and deliverance. But a lot of people are too politically or try to be spiritually correct. Listen, just be who you are in Christ. Mistakes as well. Just be who you are. You'll get further. You will get further. Just don't keep moving forward and don't look back, mistakes or not. Because I can tell you now, I've made so many mistakes and I'm still here by the grace of God. I'm still moving. I still have the same desire to move and to please God and to help people and to see God's word move. I'm going to see it move and I'm going to have people around me that are leaders. And the leaders are going to move. They're going to become very fruitful. The ones that have been practicing, you will become so fruitful. God will multiply if you stay faithful to God, if you don't bum out to the other doctrines and other people. That, you know, you may have friends that are lovely people and they sound good, but they're not moving in the right way. They're going to slow you down. Let us lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily besets us so that we can run this race with endurance. Run with the truth. Got to separate it out. Like, let God separate it out through the truth. By practicing this way, you'll soon get rid of the people that are not going to move this way. Because it's not about people in that sense. It's about doing the will of God from the heart and what he wants. And let him add to you the people. Let's not select our own people to have around us because we like them. Let's have the people around us that hearts are genuine to God and that they're humble, they're meek, and they're going to listen and they're going to follow. Because we need followers right now. We don't need too many leaders. Because you're all leaders in your own right anyway. But right now, some people just need to follow. So that they can come up strong. And it's like you can have a good boxer that hasn't boxed for a while. When he gets in the gym, he's got to practice like everybody else. He's got to get himself up there. He's got to build up strength and get his confidence back and stuff like this. He's not going to go straight into the championship fights straight away. So some of us need to have milk again in that sense. Like if I was going to talk in that manner, like it says in Hebrews, some of you need milk, not strong meat. But you just need the simplicity of what we're doing. That will make you strong. Getting strong in that makes you strong, will make you fruitful. And you know you've been benefited on it, right? You know you've been benefited through what's being spoken, what we're doing now. So why keep going off to the weaker things? Because that's what it is, and it's pulling your strength down. These other doctrines are pulling your strength down. You may know people, they're lovely, but they're not teaching like this. They're not ministering like this. They're still stuck to the old way. They're still stuck to the past. And God said, this is a new day. This is a new time. This is the new way. And you've got to be bold. You've got to speak up now. Be clear in what you're saying. Mean what you're saying. Say what you mean. Don't pussyfoot around. I don't care if no one likes me. If everyone walked away from me because I'm speaking the truth. And this is where the truth comes from, the pure heart, right? Whether people like what I'm saying or not. Because it's true. This is true stuff. I know what hinders. I've been around long enough to see what hinders us moving in the West like we should be moving. And enough's enough, and God's saying it is enough, and he's going to do something about it, not me. I'm just like kind of voicing what God's been showing me and what I've actually seen and experienced. Because you guys are precious. God really wants you to have the greatest desires of your heart. He says, stop doing it yourself. Stop trying to do it yourself. Stop watching the YouTube videos, then going and teach it to everybody else because you think it sounds really good. Or somebody else's revelation. I was sharing with a wonderful believer. Listen, you don't need to listen to anybody else's revelation of what God's told them. Listen to the revelation of what God's revealing to your heart. Because God's big enough to tell you, and you've got the Spirit in you. So whether someone's had a dream and started to reveal a certain thing, or God says you've got to do this, and God... And you've got to have these certain things in place. I don't care how good it sounds, because I know God will tell you first, to straight to your heart. And the greatest revelation was given on the island of Patmos to John concerning those end time things. That's the greatest revelation that was given. And then God is the one able to help you to understand things. The reason why there's confusion, because everybody's listened to all these other different doctrines. Keep it simple. Everything is very simple. It's not hard. I mean, even... when the classes that we've taken in the past, it was told it should be simple. Speaking by the Spirit is simple, isn't it? You know, doing it is a different thing because you've got to practice this stuff. The things that you can do, you need to do it because that's where the results come on in. No good just keep hearing all the time, getting comfortable for a Thursday night or a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or however many fellowships you go to, you know, to get yourself all settled and cozy and all secure again. You should be secure anyway, because you've got God in Christ in you. I mean, I go to Fistsoon Fellowship. I'm invited on to Ethelsoon Fellowship. I'm invited on to Becky Jancy's Fellowship. And I don't think there's any other fellowship to go to, is there? That's it. But that's the people that are connected to me. And I'm listening, and I get, they get me, ask me to share, and I'll share. And I do the one-on-ones. That's where I go. That's where I, you know, God gives me information through my fellowship, through the people. He's showing the needs of the people. But as soon as you stop doing what you've been doing on that side of things, you'll see some real growth for yourself. You'll hear God's voice in your ear. But right now, he can't do that if you're going everywhere else and using your own knowledge from the scriptures as well. You know, if you go in there working out yourself, God says, no, be still. Know that I am God. Let me speak to your heart by the Spirit. Don't you think he'll speak to you? Because he will. Anyway, that's what was in my heart to say.